when CKIW rocks. People listen. Come on, feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Having a rough opening, just as rough as the corn cob, but it's all fresh corn nowadays. Welcome, everybody. John Sarver here at CKWI Radio 76 Studio B with those wonderful friends of fun and football. Unless you take a knee. The Sports Authorities here, waiting for you and yours to come and enjoy sports the way you like it.
We're all taking a knee.
Yup.
Yup.
Yup, we're all taking a knee.
We're all taking a knee. We don't know why, but we're taking a knee.
Yeah, we are. And we're taking a knee because you know why? Because it's all about the farmers. Every time you take a knee, you disrespect the farmers. So see, what we can do is we can change the narrative. Yeah, I mean, taking the knee, it's against the flag and the veterans. That was last year. Fooey,
yeah.
You don't want to
be
like,
now we're disrespecting the farmers.
We're disrespecting the farmers, and people will have a hole in their sock. You know, now you don't want to be mad at people with holes in socks, do you? I mean, if you have a hole in your sock, you should rise up. Be angry at these pro sports guys who can afford socks.
That's right. We're going to start a GoFundMe page for people that have holes in their socks.
There you go. And we're calling on Congress to pass a bill.
That's right.
There you go. So stop hoarding all the money for yourself and give the people with holes in socks, especially farmers with holes in their socks.
Oh, my God, that's even
there
worse.
You go. I mean, those farmers are working to protect you all around the world, you know?
And fix the damn roads.
There you are. So, talking about that.
We're going to fix the roads.
It is a strange day already, and we can feel it. So, don't believe what you see or hear. Just listen to what we tell you.
Because we're authorities.
That's right.
We're not experts.
That's
we're
right.
Authorities. We're notch better.
We're damn near close to presidents. Anyways, talking about one that is, it's our super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Ken.
Hi, John, and hello to everybody out there in the wide, weird world out there.
Whee! Is that not true today? Talking about what's true today, a man you can always believe everywhere you are, and please water your lawn so you don't bitch, and
that's right.
Pick up your hose so we don't have to run it over. It is our sport director here at CKW Radio 76, Mark Milichek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And make sure you pick up all your soccer balls, too.
That's
Remember,
right.
Milichek is Michigan's first family of lawn.
That's right. And second family of bad draft picks.
Oh!
Ooh.
Which has nothing to do with this one, as seen as footnote below. This is the American side, not the cheater side. And talking about cheater, them Democrats. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, I had my Republican hat on for just a moment.
It has holes in it.
Oh, did you see though? But that's the big thing now. Now it's like the Russians are going to influence the vote next time. But they hate Trump because he's so tough on them, and they're going to pull for the Democrats. Remember back when it was a simpler time when it was just going to be a rigged election.
Yeah.
So when he lost, he could have safe face. You know, and it was like, it's going to be rigged. All right, fine, whatever.
Yeah, when they just decided to stuff the ballot boxes and stuff. You know,
and then he went, oh, shit, now
you know,
what?
You know who really said oh, shit was his wife? It's like, oh, no fucking way.
No, you promised.
Yeah, look, I just want to sit here and spend your money, dude. That's all I'm here for. You know, we have separate bedrooms. You can bang Playboy models all you want. You know, I'm just here with a credit card. Ching, ching. Thanks a lot. I'll take the surgery. I'll look like some kind of deformed cat with a big rack. And so everybody goes, yeah, well, she's beautiful, so therefore she must be smart. And that's, you know, as opposed to that Obama lady who is only a lawyer, you know, and I was like, what, sixth in her class? Okay, whatever. Talk about whatever. What happened to Keanu Leonard, and how do you pronounce that correctly?
Kawhi Leonard.
Where's the Y in it? Now, that's the reason why we're apart as a nation.
Why? Where's the why? Why?
There is no why in there, and that's why them people think they can get away with them funny spellings.
Well, that's
okay.
That's the way they say it.
There you go, then. All right. Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe
that's how they say it in Texas.
I'll put on my redneck hat for an hour and just be your redneck cousin.
But now they'll have to come up with another saying in Canada.
Did you know? Yeah, because really the funny thing is that DeMar really didn't want to go. I mean, he tried to be Mr. Toronto. And then, you know, I mean, he's cool with the city. He works at all the charities and all that stuff. Yep. And then it's like, he's amazed that there's no loyalty in the NBA. Duh. You know, you're making how many millions? They don't give a damn about you. You're a commodity. Get it? You're a good worker. That's why the bosses up, you know, in Boss World, where they're all white except for one, make you slave like a dog, and then they pay you crazy money, and you don't say nothing. God, that's as redneck as I can get it. Sorry. I was trying to figure out how to go with it. But the funny thing was that he really, DeMar could really have been, you know, I mean, now you look at Toronto and you go, do you really think? Because really, Leonard is a wild card. Nobody knows if he's going to like the place. He doesn't, and he has said so. Will his entourage like the place? No, too cold. They wanted to go to L.A. I like, oh my gosh. Wait. Eek a mouse. See, we have to go to the Plan B version here because I don't know what the hell happened.
Well, and the thing about it is DeMar DeRozan signed for, you know, a few years. So he's going to be a mainstay.
You lose.
Ooh.
Oh,
my.
What the hell was that?
Wow.
I know. You know, I was trying to get us. Why do I get a... I'm trying to get a boo. Wait a minute. It's
a quiet
coming.
Boo.
Well, it's they're coming. They're coming over the... They're in the cheap seats right now. They're coming close to the glass.
Boo!
Oh. There you go.
How about a cat? You get a cat?
Oh, we do.
There we go.
All right, that's probably the only two we really need. Like that
but San Antonio is going to have DeMar for a few years. Kawhi
is a rental, frankly.
Is a rental for a year, and then he can basically go where he wants because he's only got a one-year contract. And then he can go.
Oh,
bye-bye.
I thought he had a clause in his contract.
No, he can... He's going to play this year, and then he can bolt next year.
Is that what that is? Okay.
Yep.
Because I thought he had... Because he only wanted to go to the West Coast.
Yeah,
you know?
But he's still got 1 year on his contract, so he can go to L.A. next year if he wants. But according to Toronto sources, they think that they'll be able to sign him long-term there.
Well, it really is... You know, except for the couple of murders lately. Oops. It's a great city. I mean, if you're going to be somewhere where it's cold, Toronto's a neat place, you know, except for the team. But you can always live in Hamilton, you know, and commute.
Yeah, you can
the only problem with Toronto is they have the Maple Leafs.
Right here. That's true.
Wow.
I mean, if you can forget that, yeah, but you're playing during that time, so you really don't get involved with that. Oh, but how sucky is that, though? I mean, you got to go up against the Leafs?
Yeah, you get to play in the new Scotiabank Center when the Maple Leafs aren't playing in the Scotiabank Center.
That's kind of like playing in LCA. Pizza.
Wait a minute, what happened there? They did one of those things?
Yeah, the Air Canada Center is no more. It's now the Scotiabank Center.
Oh, I was going to say, they didn't get a new stadium, though, right?
Nope. New name.
They just changed the name?
New name.
What happened to Maple Leaf Gardens?
That's
classic.
They need to go back to the old stuff, and it should be Maple Leaf Gardens, not the Scotiabank Center, not ACC. It's here we go. It's the money thing.
It's all
they need
about
to stop
the money.
With the money thing.
It's cha-ching, isn't it?
That's right.
Wait a minute, I got you one. Wait. Oops.
Oh, that wasn't
cha-ching. There was some money
Ow,
there for
that
you.
That hurt.
Yeah,
that was your wallet opening up.
Yeah, where's the money? Where's the money? Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Why do I hate you? Keep talking amongst yourselves.
Scotiabank decided that they were going to give them more money, and the Air Canada Centre contract ran out, so...
They brought up the Brinks truck.
Yep.
And unloaded all the cash.
Yeah, they,
and they said, oh, let's change the name.
Yeah, they backed up a couple of Brinks trucks. Or whatever trucks they have in Canada, the Loomis or whatever they have over in Canada.
But you know what? How many people actually put the two and two together? You know, it's like, okay, so we can say the Detroit Energy Theater, I don't care. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
What branding are they getting out of it? There's only one place to get electronics. I mean, you get your electric for your house. Okay, yeah. It's Detroit Edison. All right, so.
Well, you know, since they named this venue after DTE Energy, I've been using more electric.
Oh,
I just
okay.
feel good about paying them more money, so I use more electric.
Is that what? Because, I mean, if your Air Canada thing, if the Leafs are winning. Then do you go, of all the airplanes that I can get on, I want to get on Air Canada, even though they may be more expensive?
Absolutely.
Hell no, you don't do that. I mean, then you probably just call it the AC Center. You know, I mean, because really, how many Little Caesars, how many people really go through the whole thing and say, Detroit Energy Theater, or even down over to, what's Freedom Hill now? The Michigan Lottery.
Yeah,
it's the Michigan Lottery Theater or something.
Yeah, like and yeah. So how many people just don't call it the MLT? You know? Nobody really goes to it because it's way too fucking long. Way too long. I mean, before when you had, you know, what it was, Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
Briggs Stadium, okay, because you own it. I get it, you know? I mean, the commercialism, I think people out of hand reject it. Three Rivers Stadium. Okay, that makes sense to me. What's it now? Fifth Third Bank?
Yeah, PNC. Three Rivers Stadium, that's Cincinnati, right? It's a Great American Ballpark.
Great American Ballpark, yeah.
All right, yeah. So and sponsored by who? Great America Hot Dogs.
Oh, no, Great American Insurance.
There you go.
See? They have a big, tall building right next to the stadium. You sit in the stadium, you can see that big, tall building lurking over the stadium.
I mean, there are some classic names. Busch Gardens. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever the Busch Stadium was.
Or you can have the Pittsburgh Paint Arena for Pittsburgh.
But, I mean, you could have the Igloo, which I thought was classic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these are things, the Olympia Stadium, nice. Nice touch, you know. Not, you're right, Little Caesars Arena is presented by Art Van.
Pizza.
I mean, it is kind of funny, depending on how old you are, because it used to be funny when old folks used to call it Briggs Stadium. Hey, we're going to go down to Briggs Stadium. Briggs Stadium! It's Tiger Stadium, Grandpa! You know, but I think it was almost like one big, we're not changing the name. That's what we grew up with. I mean, because there's an age group that refuses not to call it Pine Knob. It's Pine Knob.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, we can say Pine Knob, and we know what we're talking about.
Right.
You know, because Pine Knob is kind of, I don't want to give Air Canada Airlines a plug every time I talk, you know? It kind of goes through that thing where, do you ever notice that when you go to Meijer, do you have any Meijer perks or something? What do you actually get to be followed? I mean, Kroger at least allegedly knocks off some bucks or whatever, you get free gas or whatever, you know, so they know your habits and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, what do you get with Meijer? We got to make a phone call.
Well, no, I have the Meijer thing, and after so many points, you get like $10 off your next purchase.
Yeah, but how many points, and how do you make these points?
From each purchase.
Right, but how many points is, say, getting a thing of Velveeta? See, nobody knows. There's these ambiguous points out there.
0.2 of a point. Cash value is 0.2 of a cent.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But what is it? I mean, because we go to Randazzo's, and it's like, do you have a Randazzo's preferred card? Yeah, you swipe it. But there's supposed to be, but you never get anything out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, why? And then, you know who's the worst? Is what's this on the corner? It's Rite Aid, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'll go up and get a Pepsi, a $1.99 Pepsi. Do you have a Rite Aid card? No. Would you like a Rite Aid card? No. Are you sure you can get 4 cents off this? No. You know, I mean, I'm holding up people in the back. If I wanted a card, I would have gave you the fucking card.
Yeah.
You know, I would have had a card. I would have a card everywhere I go to shop.
Yeah. You know how many cards you would have? You'd have
stacked.
You would have to buy a suitcase to haul these damn cards around in.
You know what? All I want is a punch card to the topless club that I go to. That's all I need. Frankly, you know, 6 punches and I get a lap dance. All I want. I don't care if I get 5 cents off of my gas next purchases. You know, if I buy so much produce, you know, give me something that I can actually use. That's something, if I show up 6 times, my 6th time, she's on my lap for a rock around the clock. All right. I guess you dropped the L. But it's still the same thing.
You know what's scary is you go to the hospital. Do you have a card? Wait a minute.
Yeah, you know, well, it's called Blue Cross, you know. But if you're like, yeah, I mean...
Are you a preferred member?
Yeah.
Every 4th broken bone, you get a lollipop, you know? So I just get a swipe card.
And exactly what are you tracking with this card?
I know. I mean, isn't it... How mundane...
Why didn't I just mail you my medical records to be done with it, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. How mundane it is for them to look at what you're buying at Kroger. You know, and then you have to swipe the card, and it records everything you buy. Because I'll go and buy a ton of box of rubbers. Huge. Just to skew them. Going, let's see. Rubbers, whipped cream, baby oil.
Strawberries.
Celery. Yeah. You know, 3 radishes, you know. And one of those little thumb things that you, like, don't hurt yourself when you, like, you know, like darn your socks with holes in it, you know. I want to go. I want somebody to read it and go, "What the hell?" I want to go party with this dude. I mean, when did we start that? When did they start tracking you? I mean, is it really? Is it that big of a business?
It is.
And then they're gonna watch your email, so you can take a survey.
Yeah. Yeah. Was the 3 boxes of rubber that you bought, you know, acceptable? Will you tell your friends? You know, I mean, it's the same thing when you buy something from Amazon. I mean, God, you just want to go buy the weirdest damn thing possible just to skew it all. Because really, I want to go buy some, like, crotchless pantyhose so it shows up in every single thing that I see on the internet. You know, if I'm looking at Detroit News, I'll get an ad for crotchless pantyhose. You know, it's like, yeah, all right. If I'm going to look at something, I don't want to look at the pair of New Balance shoes that I just bought. I want something that's going to entertain me. So let's see a little bit of pornola here, kiddies.
Well, the thing is, too, you know, let's say you're surfing the web and you click on something. You know, you click on an ad for a product. You want to see what it's about. You go, no, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
It's like 6 months. You're just constantly seeing this shit brought
that's right.
up.
And it doesn't go away. And it's in the weirdest fucking place because if you look for the crotchless pantyhose, you can go into the Detroit News sports section. Bink! There it is on the bottom. That's unusual that the Detroit News would just happen to be selling crotchless pantyhose or during the Kirk Gibson Memorial. You know? Damn, that's unusual. You know? But, man, if you're going to look at something, we might as well look at something. That, I mean, I think is the weirdest shit possible.
Uh-huh.
I mean, here's the story, kids. If you don't look at, because you brought up something off mic, which is fabulous. If you don't go on Facebook to get your political candidates, Russia has no power. And then we're back to normal.
Yeah.
You know? But somehow, some way, they kind of influenced the weak-minded 38%, you know, and I went, okay. And that's where we are. When did we go to Facebook for this? And if you didn't know, a lot of those stories were plants last year. And did you know even today they had sessions? It was at some high school. They still brought up Lock Her Up. Newsflash! 2 years! Guess what? Money laundering is bigger than something that's ever been gone on that you could never prove on a web server, on an email server. Guess what, guys? You won. And yet he still trots out that bullshit as, well, Democrats are mad that I won, and that's the reason why they're doing this witch hunt. Name one Democrat that went, God damn it, I'm so pissed. We got to get him somehow. Yes, let us go through this huge FBI thing and all that stuff. So we'll show him that Democrats win all the time. I don't know anybody. I don't know any Democrat. I knew a lot of Democrats that were crying, but I don't know any Democrats that were there. And you know who wasn't there was Chelios, and he left too.
Yes, he did.
But he went home for his mommy.
That's right.
What?
He's back in Chicago.
Did we even know that he was in Detroit?
No, because he didn't really do anything here.
No. Not at all. I mean,
well, his duties
was
included
was
in arena intermission analysis.
That's sanitation what, engineer. I mean, what
that's
the fuck
what
that?
His duties were here in Detroit. So look, basically, he was watching.
We gave up six goals. All right, thanks.
No. He was watching the intermission.
He was watching the intermissions.
All right, so we have the Sterling Heights Stallion Cheerleading Club
sounds
downstairs.
Like the mushroom, sounds like the mushroom treatment to me.
Yeah. So he was basically watching when they had like the little bubble people going, trying to score goals in the little alley. Or the little score old people.
He was the one with like the binoculars. All right. The banana's beating the donut.
Yeah. But, you know, it isn't going to get any better in Chicago because he's going to serve as a Blackhawks ambassador.
All right.
To what?
I don't know. What is an ambassador?
His Blackhawks ambassador to, Carolina Hurricane.
Yeah, but to who? I mean, really, what are you going to stand at the door like a greeter?
It sounds like they made up a position for him over in Chicago.
Yeah, but why? But, I mean, Chicago people hate him because he was talking how well he likes Detroit and he didn't think he was going to like it. Boy, he won over here in Detroit and all that stuff, and Detroit really helped out his career.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to, like, welcome him back there? The only person that's ever going to get that is going to be Yzerman. Yes, he went down south, but yes, we're glad to see you back here. But Chelios, if you're just going to be a greeter, you know, hi, welcome to Blackhawk Stadium.
Yeah, I mean,
what, are you going to get some selfies next to the guy? That's going to last.
He's probably just going to be a guy that's, you know, hey, you know, hi, how are you? He's going to be a hand, you know, handshaker.
He doesn't
have
enough money? You know, I mean, this
they're just doing him a favor and giving him a position is what they're doing.
Put him in the booth. He's got a wealth of knowledge. I mean, he's seen time after time after time all kinds of intermissions.
He might have the knowledge, but does he have the talk? I don't know. Does he have the talk?
I give you Rod Allen, baby.
Well, okay. Well, but do they want to have a Rod Allen in their booth? I don't know.
Who do they have in their booth now? Homer and Jethro.
I'm not sure who does their games.
What? What?
I'm not sure who does.
Wow. As a man who knows all, is all, and sees all in the NHL.
Ooh. I'm not sure who does their play-by-play all right. For WGN over
when,
there.
When is first exhibition game?
18th of September, I think.
Wow. Okay. And we got football in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wahoo!
Training camp opens when? Sometime this week.
Isn't first game, is first exhibition game 2 weeks from Thursday?
Something like that.
For your Detroit Lions, who are second to bottom in worth in the NFL. I mean, they're at $1.7 billion and the Buffalo Bills are $1.6 billion. It's like, Martha, see, you just can't use this to find black guys to go out with anymore. This team is actually should win something in your lifetime. Do you see Cowherd just kick ass? I mean, he just went down the litany of one of four teams that has ever gone to the Super Bowl. Huh. One of three teams that went 0-16. One of two teams that have not won a playoff since 1991. You know, and one of one team that just consistently suck. You know, I mean, really, you think about it. One of four teams, but we don't even know who the other. If you think that the Browns are a wreck, oh, that's right. Who's got the, in the modern era, who's got the worst win-loss? Detroit. So if you think that Buffalo or Cleveland's a wreck, it's Detroit, kiddies. I mean, Cleveland's a wreck for the last decade. A wreck.
But the Lions have been a wreck for a long time.
Staying power, baby. Staying power. And that's why you have idiots that keep going year after year after year. There's our 38%. There's the people that buy anything. Don't believe what you see and hear on the field. We'll tell you what's good. You know, and it's Ziggy.
Hey, a winning tradition since 1957.
There you go. Winning that we put money in our pocket and we don't have to spend anything.
You know, every Every year since 1957, they've won a game. Except, well, actually, one.
Yeah, except for that one crazy season. And then we could hang our hat on that, but oh no. Then Cleveland tries to monkey see, monkey do. Okay. Did you know that Marion
Time
Alex,
for us to one-up them now.
Yeah, I mean, we got to lose all... Well, we have to lose out exhibition.
Yeah.
And then have to lose all regular season. You know? But just you wait. Matt Safford, he's going to be great, you know?
He's got a running game now.
Oh, boy. He's got a passing game now. He's got an arm slot. Which reminds me, we should bring up what you were talking about just the other day. If it's not in here already.
Oh, I didn't put it in here, but yeah. We have one of our old Tigers pitching for the Atlanta Braves.
And doing quite well.
And doing very well for the Atlanta Braves. His name, Anibal Sanchez. Yes.
With the perfect arm slot.
His record is 6-2, I think. Earned run average of 2.58, I think. And Atlanta Braves are just tickled to death having him in their starting rotation. And guess what? Somewhere along the line, he's found his arm slot down in Atlanta, and he couldn't find shit here.
Yep.
And I wonder why.
Oh, he found shit, but he was just, wait a minute, I'm off. Wait. Oh,
we
I hate these
We
things.
Had a coaching staff here in Detroit that really didn't do much. We had a manager that didn't do much.
Oh, yeah, he did. He went to the copy machine a whole lot.
Yeah, bad Brad. He just,
You know, the more and more that we get away from the bad Brad era, the more and more you're going to say, my God, what a waste of 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, and
four.
Of money and of talent.
Four.
Four.
Yeah. 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The last one I just disavowed all baseball whatsoever.
You had a team. It was an older team. It was starting to decline. But you still had the window open a little bit.
One more year.
And you bring this guy in to manage the team, and you might as well just slam the door shut.
You know what's really funny? And you bring up an excellent point. What happens is they brought out an outsider thinking, here we go. Here's a guy who's a genius. He's never managed before. But because he's so outside and because he has a brain, he's going to take it to great heights. They did it in Philly, first place. They did it in New York, doing extremely well. They do it in Detroit, last place. Detroit can't even fucking get that right.
Well, what they did is they looked at St. Louis. St. Louis had hired Mike Matheny 2 years ago. Matheny was a good defensive catcher. And he was a protege of La Russa, and he won. And the Tigers looked at it and said, well, we're going to follow that model. We're going to bring in this good defensive catcher. He's got a history with the team. And he must have a good, you know, management style because he's never managed before, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
And they hired this guy, a rookie manager, never managed before. You put him in charge of a veteran team, and it didn't take long before the players looked at him and said,
who are you? Yeah, because when everything is, the answer is, that's baseball. You know, and you come into the Lions. We don't have to produce. We're just going to get paid either way.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not going to worry about losing our job or risking our job. Because, you know, if you're stupid enough to have a fantasy team and say you have McCann on your team, you know, Jesus, and he's not worried about losing his job.
Well, you know, it's kind of
funny. So wait a minute. Who do you have on your team?
I made the mistake.
McCann.
I made the mistake on Sunday.
But why is that? There is no more catchers out there. Damn it. Would somebody give Mark a catcher with a damn, please?
I do have Suzuki from Atlanta.
Do you have Salty?
No.
Oh, shit.
I made the mistake on Sunday. Paper hits the porch. I pull out the sports section.
Bless your heart that you have the paper, by the way.
He said, you know, we're going to give grades to all the Tiger players. And I actually read the damn article.
Very interesting.
Okay. And, yeah, you know, some of the ones in there, yeah, I could kind of see. I disagreed with some of them. But
sure, that's
the one
fun
that just
it.
Flipped my wig, so to speak, as if I had much hair. But,
thank you.
But
I'll give you my wig. I ain't using it.
He gives Dixon Machado a C.
Yeah, really.
Wait,
did you see that? Yeah, really.
Dixon Machado
was
given
team.
An opportunity to play every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he got exposed as a player who cannot produce at the major league level. The designated him for assignment, which means that they removed him from the 40-man roster. They offered him on waivers to every other team in Major League Baseball. Everybody else passed on him, and they sent him to Toledo, where he will live in infamy, or basically just vanish. You give this guy a C? How can you get an F?
Yeah, I mean, you
failed.
What
does it take to get an F?
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
He gave Cabrera like a B-.
Because he was hitting before he got hurt.
And, yeah, but and I've gone sucked. Over that before.
No, he wasn't.
He had 2 weeks where he produced.
Yeah, that's true.
He was hitting, you know, they blamed the cold weather why he wasn't hitting. Then he has two good weeks.
Stop that.
Injured, comes back, can't hit for power at all when he comes back, and then he's done for the year. How do you get a B-plus out of that? Or B minus.
Can we stop the cold weather thing? It's like you're in Detroit. Here's the story. If you're going to blame it on cold weather, then forfeit every one of your games until the bottom of May. You know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And because you're in cold weather. You guys got screwed. Oh, well, we might as well not even try.
Now,
it's cold weather.
Here we are. We're 1 week away from the trade deadline. Remember when we were getting close to the trade deadline last year and all the interest? Who are they going to move? What are they going to get for
Fulmer, Fulmer, Fulmer.
What are we looking at this year? Fulmer's on the DL. He's not going anywhere. Nobody's going to trade for him. Okay? We got Liriano came back from the from the disabled list.
From
he hasn't
dead.
Done shit since then. Okay? Got Fires, who's pitching pretty well. But you know what everybody knows what he is. You aren't going to get much for him. Okay?
No.
Matt Boyd. Okay, here's a guy who had
nothing.
A great start and hasn't done shit
died.
Since.
Okay? He's had one start.
One good start.
One good start.
Yeah.
Other than that, the last month and a half has been shit.
Have you read the free press about Iglesias? Iglesias looks forward towards the deadline, of the trading deadline, wondering where he could go.
I doubt he's going to go anywhere. You're not going to get much for a guy that, frankly, I mean, he doesn't have any power.
Sitting 270.
I don't know who needs an Iglesias that's in contention.
Well, even if you're not, you got a guy who's good in the field. Mm-hmm. He's hitting 270. A 270 hitting shortstop who can field, that guy's valuable. You know, I don't know what
but
you're going to get.
Who needs him in contention? Who needs a light hitting defensive shortstop?
270 is light hitting for a shortstop?
No power.
270.
Yeah, 270.
He would be, if he gets traded to a contender, he's going to be a utility guy.
Yeah.
He's not going
to jump ahead of the starting star. He's not going to, for example, Houston, Carlos Correa. Is he going to jump ahead of Correa? No.
Well, he won't go against, well, these guys are already in the top tier.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to go to the bottom, like
okay,
Atlanta.
So what's he going to do? He's going to trade Iglesias off to, the Mets? No. Mets are selling to everybody else is selling.
No, you got
except for the top tier teams.
Yeah, but here comes Capriccio.
You got Cabrera. And the Mets are trying to trade him.
Right. And that's my point is the Tigers aren't
Cabrera.
The only team the Estrubel Cabrera. And
Estrubel
the Tigers
Cabrera.
Aren't the only team that are looking to sell. And other teams have assets that are much more valuable than what the Tigers have.
Right.
I mean, really, somebody's out there looking to trade for Leonis Martin. Guy's been on the DL twice this year with hamstring
yeah,
issues.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, he's not going anywhere. Okay,
no.
You got a guy like Castellanos. Castellanos having a real good year hitting-wise, but he's a disaster in the field. He's a train wreck.
True.
It was in third base, now in right field. I mean, that guy looks very uncomfortable out there. Let's face it. And, yeah, I mean, you hit the ball to him, he can catch it. But he starts trying to, you know, play caroms off the wall, and you just want to close your eyes. Oh, my God.
I think you could almost summarize your stuff by going, what was exposed by the Detroit Tigers was they could not figure out, even by committee, who was your all-star representative.
Yeah.
You didn't have anybody.
Yeah, so you end up with Joe Giménez. Now, Joe Giménez is a guy who could bring back some value in a trade. But my guess is that it's too early to trade him because he's going to wind up being a closer, and that'll enhance his value. Okay?
Mm.
But, I mean, I'm looking at this going, I don't care who's on this roster. They're all for sale. But what are you going to get for them?
I don't think you're looking for anything for them. I mean, you're going to get, if you get rid of Iglesias, you're going to get two prospects. How high? Who knows? But you're going to get a two-for-one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Oh, you're not going to get the number one guy.
No, not at all. You're going to get a couple of double Lugos.
But Detroit's going to be excited to get this because it's a two-for-one deal.
Uh-huh.
They get like a little bit off the salary cap, and they get a guy who is kind of not into the Detroit system. You know, Detroit saved this guy from the fucking scrap heap if we don't talk about trading him and we don't talk about his personality, the guy can field like no other. He is a great shortstop. Hitting 269, 270 to me, no power, whatever. He's hitting average. Normally, you get a Ray Oiler, you're hitting 221, maybe. If you're a really good glove, you're a shitty batter, except for Trammell. And that's what made Trammell so outstanding. And Trammell is the Detroit version of Chelios. We don't know what to do with him. Just give him some kind of stupid thing.
But again, I go back to this. What value does he have on the market?
Oh, he's good for too low.
You look at a McCann. Let's say you wanted to deal McCann. No, what are you going to get for the guy? I keep going over this and over the. What do you have of value on the major league roster? You don't have jack shit.
See, you're under the illusion that people, if you're going to trade, you're going to get something fabulous in return.
No, I'm not under any illusion like that. But what I'm saying is, in order to trade somebody to get something back, is what you're going to get back worth anything? And the answer for most of these guys is nothing. You're going to get nothing of value. You're going to get a guy who is projected to top out at AAA.
Detroit will go for that. Detroit will.
They might.
They absolutely will bite on that.
But I have no interest in that. I don't care.
Yeah, well,
I just don't care.
Unfortunately, you're not the one.
What you're going to do now, the future of this franchise is going to be based on who you bring in through the draft over the next several years, who you bring in from the international market, and how well do you develop these players.
You want to go?
That's it.
You want to go a week in advance and say, all right, what do we do? Because it's the 31st, right? So that would be...
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, so we'll probably be in there. I will go on right now saying that Iglesias is gone to mid-level prospects, because somehow prospects in front of Detroit, in front of Villa, he loves them. You know, give me as many as you can. You know, even though like 99% of them never make it here.
Okay, then I'm going to ask this. Your starting shortstop the rest of the year will be?
Lemony Snickets. Or whatever that guy's name is.
Nick Castellanos.
No, what was that? That guy that just got off the DL.
Then they'll have to move... Goodrum over to short. And
no, they're not going to. He's second base the rest of the year.
Well,
I think they're
but they might switch.
I think they're projecting him as potentially a second baseman next year, too.
Didn't they put Martin as shortstop?
No.
As utility?
No.
But I'm just saying that if they get rid of Iglesias now, I don't know who they'd have to bring somebody up.
I'd give you Mickey Stanley.
That would probably be a good option right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
At 67 or however.
Whatever. That's what I'm saying. Because they would have to go to Toledo and bring somebody up.
Yeah, and there's nobody there.
I don't know if Rodriguez could play second or short.
He probably could and probably not do very well at it.
Well, but I'm just saying. I'm just trying to figure somebody on the actual roster right now that could fill in
the
shortstop.
The game plan was Dixon Machado was going to shift to short.
Right.
Dixon Machado is gone.
Right.
Who's your infielder utility guy? Who's your Romain this year?
It was Ricky Rodriguez.
Yeah, I'd have to say that, yeah.
And guess who's playing shortstop?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If Goodrum is going to stay at second, according to Gardenhire, then
Rodriguez is your shortstop.
Yeah,
you're not going anywhere. You're not going to challenge for the wild card.
No.
You know, you're going to just try to buy time. Because how much – oh, fuck, Detroit doesn't have any money under the cap. So it's not like they're doing what the Lakers are doing. They just – putting out some kind of crazy-ass team, so then you have money enough for next year's season, you know.
But see, the thing about it is, too, is if somebody is looking for a shortstop, Estrubel Cabrera would be a better choice because he's hitting higher, he hits for power.
Exactly.
There's
better options for sale out there.
But they're going to want more.
There are a limited number of teams that are interested in buying a shortstop.
He hits from both sides of the plate.
Yeah.
But he is going to do exactly what Kenny was, just in reverse. That whatever team that is, that team is going to ask for a frontliner. Whereupon which, if you get Iglesias, who can catch?
Well, again,
you can get two mid-level AAAs.
But it all depends on what this team wants. If they want somebody just to be a utility guy, they'd go for Iglesias. If they need a guy that's going to actually want to fill in and play all the time, they'd go for...
Iglesias can play third base.
What team is in contention out there that needs to upgrade at shortstop?
But I don't see anybody that really needs to have a shortstop right now.
No, because if you're looking at Iglesias or Cabrera as an upgrade at shortstop, you're not a contender.
Right.
Period.
Right. Okay. And Cabrera is not a young guy.
Right.
Now he's in his 30s.
You might look at it and say, well, maybe Colorado. But Colorado has Trevor Story, who was an all-star. And right. they got this young stud at AAA who's champing at the bit to get in there.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't see
where... And their left side of the infield is good with Arenado and Story.
Where the opportunity is to trade in Iglesias and get anything besides a couple of bottle caps.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that's why, me personally, I don't see him going anywhere.
I don't either. Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if they signed him to an extension. They have no options at shortstop right now. None.
As long as he signs for a decent amount of money.
Correct. And you know what the selling point is there?
Are we talking
Nobody else wants him.
Are we talking Iglesias here?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be in Detroit. That's the problem.
But nobody else really wants him that badly.
He will go out and try the waters because he's on a...
Fine. Let him.
That's what's going to happen.
He'll come back.
Well, just like all the other guys, just like Verlander. We'll trade Jay. He'll come back. You know, just like anybody else, Cespedes, he'll come back.
Cespedes is kicking ass now. What I'm saying, a guy like Iglesias may have an idea, I'm going to sign a big contract for 4 years. It ain't out there, guy.
Right.
He'll come back.
There's the difference. Iglesias will be a free agent. Verlander's already under contract.
Right.
Cespedes is on the DL.
Yeah.
I don't see him coming back.
He's rocking.
He came back, but he hasn't played but like 2 or 3 days because of his heel.
Right.
And he said that he needs surgery on the heel. It's going to knock him out for about 10 months. Right. And they're looking at it going, well, what about next year, asshole?
Right.
10 months?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, he'll be fresh for the playoff
for the, yeah,
that's
exactly
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Cespedes is not talking from a good standpoint either.
Right. We got to go back in the tapes of the fine sports authorities. And again, 2 years. We might as well just put it up. Instead of the, you know that chick that we have as our icon now?
Yeah.
Doing great guns for us, I'll tell you that much. For people that are clicking in, they sex sells kitties. When we said trade Fulmer 2 years ago, you missed the train.
Yes.
You can't. This guy is going to be your next. What's the guy that lived in the Volkswagen van down by the water?
Norris.
He's your next Norris.
Yeah.
Everybody thought he was going to be some badass guy. He's a China doll, but and he'll never, ever be back.
What we're looking at this point is anybody that comes along that shows something, oh, my God, we're going to build around him. He's
Red
the core.
Pop.
He's the core for the future.
Red
no,
pop.
None of these guys are the core for the future. Jimenez isn't the core for the future. By the time the rest of this team hopefully comes into attention, into contention, this sucker's expensive and he's probably shipped out. Okay? So what you look at with a guy like Jimenez is we get him to the point where we max his trade value, which is probably next trade deadline. You could get a boatload for a guy if he continues to develop and he establishes himself as a closer. There are teams that would trade like multiple top-tier prospects for a guy like him.
Good.
Yeah.
Trade him with Cabrera.
He would be like a Aroldis Chapman.
Exactly. And they, you know, you look at the King's ransom they got for Chapman.
Chapman? Do you think he's on the same quality level?
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially, yeah.
He is,
potentially, so is Fulmer.
And, but, you know, what I'm saying is, if that's what happens, if he progresses, he's not a Chapman level, but he's, you know, an established, strong
closer,
maybe not your top of the game, but let's say the top half dozen. King's ransom, baby, especially
that's
with
right.
the number of years he'll have under team control.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But Avila would trade him to Kansas City. He'd get five Kansas City guys. You know, wow, look, we have a whole
he'll
infield.
He'll trade him to the team that's got the worst prospects.
Yeah, that's it. Bottom. Let's trade him to San Diego, and we'll get San Diego's top four.
San Diego has a dynamite system right now. I'm seeing somebody like the Angels.
Oh,
train wreck.
We'll get Beltran.
Yeah.
We'll get Kinsler back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hitting all of 224.
Yeah. Yeah, and Upton, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the Detroit Tigers you loved are back.
We'll get the other Upton back.
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah. Not the fat one, you know. Jesus, God almighty. That's because, you know, and it goes back, Kenny, to something that you say all the time. Do you trust who's doing your trading?
Yeah.
You know, do you think he's going to maximize value for a closer, or would he go a bright shiny object? Look, Beltran, you know.
And here, you know, and this is my point, that we can't be looking at, oh, who are they going to get for an Iglesias as the future of the team.
Not at all.
We have established what value you are going to get from this roster. The rest of these guys are has-beens or never-wases, or they just there's not much value there. Okay, so there's no real interest in terms of, well, are they going to trade Liriano? Because nobody's going to want Liriano. I'm sorry. He is what he is. Where this team is going to go in the future is going to depend on who they draft, who they bring in from the international market, and how they develop them. Period. So you really want to know where this team is going to go? Watch the kids and the minors.
Detroit has this love for washed-up and mid-level prospects because they think they're always the smartest guys in the room, and they can spot a gem a mile away, that they can find another Zuma.
Yep.
You know,
and I want to say this
away.
Too. In terms of watching the kids in the minor leagues, be careful. This franchise has a history of blowing smoke up everyone's ass. I don't know, you know, those of us that are old enough to remember the stories about Nate Cornejo and what the hell, Munson the catcher. Remember these guys? They were supposed to be fantastic prospects. And even more recently, Jacob Turner. Remember him? Whatever happened to him?
Well, take a look at all the guys that they traded away that we got that were prospects that were can't miss. There are teams in the National in the Major League Baseball team that thought these guys were going to be can't misses, and they missed. There's a handful, and I think you said it, you said it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
There's about three guys that came out of Detroit's farm teams that are playing for other teams that are doing fabulous.
Yes.
Of all the billions of people that we traded out, you know, again, there's your DD factor. He got value back from nothing, you know?
But the flip side of that is, under DD, the team did not bring in and develop the talent that you needed to feed the Major League roster
but from why is
the
that?
Farm system. So you were constantly having to overpay veterans to come in here.
Why is that?
Why is that?
There was one reason why.
Because,
Ilitch wanted to win now.
And with the big names.
Yes, and he did not care about if they fit. I give you Renteria, and we talked about that last week.
Give you Prince Fielder.
There you go. Yeah, that was a panic move and a big splash move.
Uh-huh.
And it was didn't help the team, and it hamstrung them forever. You know, I mean, that was really the beginning of the hamstrung between that VA, JV and Cabrera. You know, those are the three, because how much money are they going to have next year?
Well, I mean, Zimmerman's going to notch up, but Vic Martinez is gone. They'll have a fair good amount of money in the luxury tax next year. I mean, what, 30, 40 million?
They should be okay.
Yeah.
30 million.
As long as they don't go stupid again.
Yeah.
But put it this way.
Jacoby Jacobs.
Their owner's nowhere to be seen, so who knows?
And he's cheap as fuck, too.
And they're not going to go crazy on spending money. They're going to go crazy on not spending money. Okay, and that's where, again, you're going to hear all the bullshit and smoke being blown at you about all these wonderful prospects that you have in the minors. And you know what? Yeah, you've got some, but you don't have enough.
Well, they're saying Erie.
You can focus on Kyle Funkhauser and Manning all you want. Question is, who do you have in the minors that you project to come play in the outfield? Past Daz Cameron, nobody really. Who do you have going to come up and play first base? I mean, who do you have? Who are these position players? You figure half of your pitchers are going to wash
half.
Up, okay, easily. How about your position players? What do you have?
Well, they never drafted position players. Under DD, they always went for arm after arm after arm after arm. You're lucky to get Hicks. I'm not even sure they got Hicks. You know, Hicks is going to be a...
And he's kind of crashed lately. I mean, he's having trouble hitting the curveball.
He's going to be a cornerstone.
So they're feeding him lots of them.
He'll be a cornerstone. Your third baseman, I'm not sure about him anymore. I mean, he came in as a big splash last year, the end of last year, and what has he been doing?
Well, it's because Lloyd's working with him.
Yeah, I mean, get rid of...
That's the next one that's got to go.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if Gardenhire just kept him on as a favor or as a transition, but, I mean, you got to get back Wally Joyner. You got to get somebody back. Some good Minnesota twin.
Victor.
Victor is...
Victor would be a good hitting coach if he could... He has a very good swing when he was he was a player. He had a very good swing. If he could relay that
it's
to the players...
It's still a very good swing. It's just slow.
It's slow.
But wouldn't that be brilliant, though? I mean, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
We don't want to make the guy feel like a jerk and go, man, seriously, you're past your prime. You are washed up. If you can say, look, Jerry Lloyd, it's been real. Victor,
what we're
going to
do,
you're the
is,
dude.
What we're going to do for you, Lloyd, is you're going to work with Alan Travel, and you're going to travel around to the minor league teams, and you're going to be
Fuck
a special consultant and an ambassador.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be.
You're going to hold Tram's clipboard.
You're the new Chelios.
Tram doesn't have a clipboard because he doesn't need to take any notes for what he does.
No.
And okay. But what you can do is, you know, you can bring the donuts along.
Really, I mean, Tram's a nice guy. They can't figure out how to get rid of him.
Yeah.
You know? All right. He's got a wealth of knowledge. I mean, nobody has been a shortstop that has that kind of talent, that kind of hitting. The guy has something there. I mean, everyone goes, crap manager. He had a crap team. If you think this is a crap team, think about the pool holes here.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that was just grabbing at straws. And I don't even know how the hell he got... Where was he from? Wasn't he a bench coach or something?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he became manager?
Yeah.
And, I mean, talk about no clue over your head and see you later. I mean, name six guys from that roster. I mean, that was like the dark ages.
Yeah. You want to?
No, I don't want to. But you know what?
Could you? Red Pop? No.
Six guys off that roster. I mean, there were probably about 70 guys that hit that roster at one point or another.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In fact, maybe we'll do that as a feature next week. We'll bring in a copy of the roster and we'll ask, how many of these teams do you remember?
I think Robert Fick
was on that team, wasn't he?
The 2000 team.
Or the
1999
team. But I think he was still around, wasn't he?
But well, it was before Comerica, because he was the one that hit the last home run or whatever.
Mike Moroth was on that team. There's one.
What do they love that guy about? You know, but then he went around and he was pitching all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, and he turned out. I mean,
he had a good year at one point. I remember that.
I think with Colorado.
No, here he had one good year here, but other than that.
Yeah, they really, you know, the big thing is they're pushing Erie.
Uh-huh.
But I think if you take your suggestion, they're saying Erie because it's so far away, you'll forget about it.
But it's close enough to excite you. But really, look at Western Michigan. Look at Lakeland. Because why? Because a lot of these guys that you need to develop aren't just at Erie. They're at those levels, too. Mm-hmm. They're further away, but they damn well better develop or you're going nowhere.
Do you like Lance Parrish as a manager? We don't know enough.
I don't know.
But what's AAA doing? They're not in the cellar. You know, so how are these guys winning with a bunch of no names, no talents?
Well, I mean, yeah, but
and Dixon Machado.
Yeah, wait, I was just gonna say if Dixon is short.
If your AAA team is having a good year and the average age is 28, forget it. Don't worry about it.
That's awful high for a.
Yeah, I mean, these
team.
Aren't prospects. These are These are permanent AAA players.
These are professionals that.
You filled out the roster with guys that are permanent AAA players, and that's it.
If you had money to go one ticket, would you go see AAA or would you go at K-Line and Trumbull?
Yeah, I'd probably still go here.
Okay.
I might see somebody good on the other team.
Okay. Better fair score.
Or, you know, it depends because, you know, Funkhauser... And Manning have come up to AAA. Maybe
that's Funkhauser now.
It's him on the
Do
line.
They rush Funkhauser up?
I don't think they rush anyone up at this point.
Is Gardenhire smart enough to do that? See, Gardenhire doesn't have to rush anybody to save his ass.
Right.
And that's a huge relief.
Yes.
You know, because the last year you saw the bad Brad year, you know, he was rushing everybody, pulling all kinds of strings just to save his job. You know, and everybody knew, dude, you're 2 years... too long. 3 years too long.
Yeah.
First year, I mean, if Baltimore will always spook him. Always. You know, that where we knew where he jumped the shark. You know, what's the chances that Cac goes to the NFL? No, it's a big thing on ESPN.
Really?
Prediction to go back. Because, really, if he doesn't go now, who's going to keep you? You know? Because the fun's got to be gone. Yes, you have summer trips and you see the world.
Yeah.
But what you're paid to do, you're not pulling it off. I mean, really, your coaching record is as good as the guy two before you, you know? And I think he even had a better record and was a lot cheaper.
Does he really have the cred at this point to go back to the NFL, you think?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, this will be just a mirage. But now that he's got enough money in the bank, he can pick and choose.
Uh-huh.
You know, but he's got to get back in. His brother will always take him in.
Yeah.
And then that will get you back on the freeway of the NFL. Will he be a head coach? Probably not. Because where has he gone that he won? Frisco. What did he win?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't go all the way. So, I mean, he was competitive, but not big. He's a name. And sometimes for some of these owners, they're so busy doing what they do. A name? Great. Hired. You know, no matter how, you know, I give you anybody from Cleveland, you know, and now that Josh has flipped out, good love you, Cleveland. God bless. But you want to get our Johnny Manziel story in?
Go for it.
Go, baby.
Well, Johnny Manziel, the ex-Hamilton Tiger Cat is now traded to the Montreal Alouettes.
You wonder what you have to do to be traded from the Tiger Cats.
Man, there's not a whole lot of trades in the Canadian Football League.
But what did he get for it? Two minor leaguers, double A ball, two prospects, shortstop.
Yeah,
Ken Iglesias.
The Tiger Cats got a first round pick. Got a first round draft pick in 2020 and 2021.
First round pick.
Yep, got two. First round picks and defensive lineman Jamal Westerman and wide receiver Chris Williams.
For a guy that hasn't played a snap?
Evidently, Montreal's quarterbacking situation must not be very good because he might be playing over there.
Yeah, but that's not very good. Tiger Cats got two nice first rounders for 2 years.
Yep.
Oh, sit back and enjoy yourself, guys, because Manziel can't play. He hasn't played this year, has he?
He played in one preseason game and threw for like 88 yards or something.
And that was worth two number one draft picks in consecutive years?
Well, evidently for the Montreal Alouettes it was.
I mean, the Alouettes don't have a number one draft pick till 2022? Wow. Wow.
Well, put it this way. The way Jeremiah Maselli is playing for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Johnny Manziel is going to hold that clipboard for a long time.
Yeah, but still.
That guy's got like 35 touchdown passes already. So he's sitting.
Can Manziel walk right in and start?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Evidently, I haven't checked to see who the starting quarterback is for the Alouettes, but they've only won one game out of six.
Okay.
And Hamilton's playing pretty good.
How's the Red Blacks doing?
They're 3-3 or something.
We need one of their jerseys. Honest to God, we do. You know, we'll hang it up
in the Argonauts are 1-5 or something. So the Redbacks are in first place at 3-3.
Well, I do like the Alouettes. I like the Rough Riders. I like two teams that could be called the Rough Riders.
Saskatchewan and Ottawa. But now there's only one because now Ottawa is the Redblacks.
How long were they? Did they have two teams that were the Rough Riders?
A long time, up until the last couple of years.
How did you do that? How did you start one and go, you know what, we really like the Bulls' name. We're going to be the Bulls, too. And they go, okay.
For the longest time, I've watched Canadian football for many, many, many years, and they had the Ottawa Rough Riders and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. One had black uniforms, and the other one had green.
But why did they? I mean, they weren't an expansion club, were they?
No.
They both came in at the same together.
Yep.
And they both became Rough Riders. We got to get the intern on that one. That's a story of all sports, you know?
Yep.
Did they have the same logos? I mean, there's not much differentiation.
What's the logo of a Rough Rider, anyway?
I like a rubber. I never would have said that. Why would you?
One was a medium,
rubber?
And one's with
yeah,
large.
One's with ribs, and one wasn't. You know?
One was just rougher than the other one.
Yeah, one was sandpapery.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the way it was. One had the black uniform and white, and the other one had green and white.
And I'll talk about green and white. Ken Pocket, what did we not talk about in one whole minute?
What we didn't talk about is, you know, occasionally I like to take a look at some of the bottom feeders in MLB and how they're doing. And one struck me this week. I was looking at it. Cincinnati, they remember how terrible they were at the beginning of the mm-hmm. year? I mean, just abysmal. They've been playing above 500 baseball for quite a while now, for the last like month and a half. And it's like, what the hell's going on there?
Is it enough to make a move?
Actually, they're pretty close to the Pirates. So, I mean, they may actually not finish in last. And not only the Pirates, but St. Louis. So, I mean, they're closing the...
Weren't they like 20-some games out?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and they're playing over 500 ball now?
Yeah.
Wow, that's catching a fire, man.
Yeah. So, just kind of caught my eye.
Good catch. Talk about another catch. Our sport director, Mark Milicek. What did we now talk about? One whole minute.
Well, we didn't talk about the All-Star game as far as viewer ratings.
Okay.
Toilet.
America's Got Talent had more viewers than the All-Star game.
It's irrelevant now.
So,
it really is. Mm-hmm.
So basically, maybe they just shouldn't play it anymore. Because people are watching
or
other things.
Have one game. No home run derby. No fans running around the bases. No skills thingy. No bunch of washed-up sports stars playing some kind of stupid softball game. Play one game.
No. Have all the other stuff. Forget the game. Have the home run derby. Have the kids running the bases. Do all the other bullshit, the washed-up players. Just forget about the All-Star game. Because that's the thing nobody cares about. Probably had more people watching the home run derby than you had watching the actual All-Star game.
Bring back Kurt Gowdy from the dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, get a shovel.
Yeah. Get Joe Garagiola. You know, from the dead, because
and bring in Al to say yup.
Yup. Yeah, because he can still do that now. You don't know if Al's dead or not. Yup, yup. Yep. You know?
Yup.
I mean, bring back Eli. You know? I mean, Kurt Gowdy and Joe actually called the game of the week and did it correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, they were the CBC, you know, game of the week, whatever.
NBC. Yeah, they had Tony Kubek, too.
Yeah, but Kubek was late. I mean, he came in later in the whatever, but I mean, Kurt Gowdy had that Kurt Gowdy kind of baseball-y kind of voice.
Yes.
You know, there were actual, all the way down for Red Barber and of course, the fine friend that was here, you know, Ernie and stuff, there were baseball voices. There are no baseball voices now.
Yeah.
None. And I don't know if it's because we've heard them before or they've just been homogenized, but there is nobody, there's no Harry Carey kind of weird pronunciation kind of thing. So what would keep your attention to a team that's, say, a couple of games above 500? You know, and if the whole name of the game is watching TV and these big-ass sports contracts, if you don't get, I mean, really, and as much as you were saying, if you don't get all these people watching all these games, these contracts are not going to be multi-billion dollars for ESPN. ESPN's gone, you know. I don't know how you have a NBC SC now. I'm not sure. I don't know how much more big of a pie can you get, you know. But talk about pie. We got to eat some of ours. So we will see you again next week. You can always see us at Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Just go on down and click the button that says see all shows, and you'll see our smiling little thing saying the Sports Authority. So for the Sports Authorities, well, that is our Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, myself, John Sarver. We will see you next week, same time, same place. Bye, folks.